I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, you say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Can you answer on the air? Are we on? No context?
Oh wait, we're too loud. We're too loud. Okay. Hi. It's dinner time. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ah, yeah.
We're the Bork Masters.
Yep.
And that song was called "Giving In" by Club Kuru, K-U-R-U.
Yep.
Chosen by Avery.
By your host, Avery.
Yeah.
With this week's guest, good. Pierce.
Yummy. All right. We have a lot of songs. Some new ones, and then some throwbacks.
A lot of songs, a lot of music. Not that much time.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of music that's going to be played.
What do you mean, surprisingly?
I know, but like sometimes they just expect us to talk and share our wisdom. Yeah. But today...
Do you have any wisdom?
You're still going to get that. No, I don't have any wisdom.
That's okay.
Did you watch any of the CNN stuff happen last night with the Democratic candidates?
I watched some clips of it on Twitter, so
that's
yeah.
That's the same exact thing I did. It was a little past my bedtime, so I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah, also most of it seemed pretty boring. although, I mean, it's, like, interesting, but, like, there were so many candidates going.
I know.
It's mostly lot. Just, like, I don't know. Although, I did see the clip of Klobuchar telling people to, did you see that?
No.
She was, oh, dude, what? she's Jeb Bush. She, like, says some, like, applause line, and then she's like, guys, that's when you're supposed to cheer. So tough.
She's gonna win.
All right, anyway.
Up next, a couple of songs we got from Anderson .Paak, Snail Mail, Slow Pulp, and Drake. So if you want to stick around for
that. What was that last one?
Drake.
Mm.
The guy who released Tucson Leather. And... That's the only funny thing I could think of.
That's an inside joke between us, and
none of you fools will get it.
A long running inside joke. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you still won't understand it, but you might have heard you might have heard us make it a few times.
It's Tucson Leather. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yep.
And Toucan Drake. The next. All right, we're gonna play. I chose a song off of the new Anderson .Paak album,
which was mediocre.
Which was pretty mediocre. I wouldn't say mediocre. I just thought it was just like... Felt like, you know...
It was a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Which is still like a decent... I'd say like 5 is like the
meh. Yeah, yeah,
but yeah. It's like, and like... It was like... It was cool, but it's like I'm not going to listen to it again.
Yeah.
Like, but this was the one song I liked off
of it. I'll just go back and listen to Malibu. Like.
Yeah, and you're one of the fans that likes Malibu more than the other albums, right? I feel like that's kind of like there are people who like think that, or people who loved what was the one that's not Ventura, the one that came out before that,
the like first one,
the one that came out like last year.
Oh my god, I can't even remember. It was not
Oxnard.
Good. Oh yeah, Oxnard.
Yeah, people was, like
that
Oxnard.
Was not great.
I wasn't a big fan of that either.
I feel
either.
Like it's consensus opinion is kind of that Malibu's the best.
I would think so too. Yeah. But. Yeah, so anyway, this song is cool. It has a Smokey Robinson feature, and it's kind of just a smooth, slower song,
mm-hmm.
Some soulful. It's the second song off of the album, Make It Better. I think I heard you playing it this weekend, and that's when I realized I liked it.
Could be. Hope it was me, not Viv.
Definitely not Viv. Viv doesn't have
ears. Ooh, from the start. Somehow we fell in love, then fell right out of touch. And ooh, that was hard, but ooh, here we are. And it's easier to walk away than to look for what would make you stay. Remember when we first met? We were having so much fun. So now, how could we both forget? Telling each other we're the one. We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that? Yeah. I remember you and me. Close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night. Awkward and uptight. Oh, baby, do you want?
we got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction. Show each other how, give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Feel good, don't it? Come on.
Do you wanna make it better?
Wanna make it right? Come on.
Do you wanna stay together?
I meant when I said it.
And it's easier to run away than to look for what would make you stay.
Is cool.
Make It Better by Anderson .Paak off of his new album Ventura. I'm just gonna let the next song just play.
Nice.
Snail Mail.
I started listening to this album again.
Again.
I mean, just like every so often I'll like kind of like not listen to it for a little while, and I'll be listening to other stuff, and then I'll turn it on again, and then I'm like, oh yeah, this is the best album of the last like year and a half.
Hard take, man. Hard take. But I like this song and Heatwave quite a lot. Some of my favorite songs from last year. Anyway, this is Christine Nice now.
Flush.
Thank you.
15 by Snail Mail. Very good, very good indie. Speaking of good indie, this new song came out recently. The band is called Slow Pulp.
Okay.
They had a good song not too long ago called Steel Birds that our friend Fabio played a lot. The song sounds quite similar, but is equally as good, a little bit louder, and it sounds cool, and a little bit similar to what we just listened to, so I think you might like it, but it's cool. It's called High.
Inappropriate.
You don't know what type of high they're talking about.
Pockets, I wish they were empty. And now it feels like my palms are sweaty. I'm not ready. Oh, my shirt sits on.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like it again. I forgot that I liked it, and I like it even more now. I just reminded myself that I like it. Okay. That's Slow Pulp. The song's called High.
Whoops. I hit the mic accidentally.
That's okay. You ready to move on to some Drake?
Oh, nice.
Is this a song that goes 10 bands, 50 bands?
Yep.
Because it's called 10 Bands. Yep. That's what I assumed. Okay, yeah, cool. No, 10 Bands.
Very nice.
All right.
I like.
If you're reading this, I like. I feel like this is like the best thing he released in like the past like 9 years.
It's pretty good.
Compared to like his other stuff.
10 Bands, 50 Bands, 100 Bands, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG. Sleep, I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I can tell you how it happened. I can tell you about them safe house nights out in Calabasas. I can tell you not a rap. Tryna sell this story, I don't even open up the package. Who you with? What you claim? I was paying mama's rent when I was turning 17. Sold it dirty like Diana never claimed. My ex asked me where you moving, I say on the better things. Yeah, 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands. Man, let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, sleep, I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phones off. I've been at the house taking no call. I done hit a stride, got my going. In the seats, cooking with the wrist motion. Draped clothes, I don't know what time it is. I'm still awake, I gotta shine, sure. I could never ever let the streets down. Haven't left the condo for a week now, man. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, sleep, I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I've been on a mission, haven't left the condo. This that OVO, that season, this that new Toronto. I get boxes of free Jordan like I play for North Carolina. How much I make off the deal, how the shit I know. All my watches always time to shoot to keep the diamonds. Treating diamonds of Atlanta like it's king of diamonds. Take a flick, I look like Michi, look like Blue Da Vinci. I treat V-Live like it's 07 in Magic City. Man, I told my city I'll be gone till November. Then November came, then I came right back on my worst behave. Six God, put both hands together, that's amazing grace. Six God, selfish with the love, I need all the praise. Woo! They got me feeling like the one again. Woo! They got me feeling like the one again. Yeah, shot goes out to Nike, checks all over me. I need a fuel band just to see how long the run has been. 10 bands, 50 bands, 100 bands, man. Let's just not even discuss it, man. OMG, sleep, I ain't trippin', I'ma let him sleep. I ain't trippin', let him rest in peace. I've been in the crib with the phones off. I've been at the house taking no call. I done hit a stride, got my going. In the seats cooking with the rip.
Ten bands. 20 bands. 50 bands. Yeah. Off of his mixtape. If you're reading this, it's too late. That's a mixtape, right?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, something. Like a couple years ago.
Yeah. It's an album. It doesn't really matter. Didn't he called More Life a playlist?
That was just to get out of, you know, the
yeah
the organizational backlash. Yeah.
All of his albums since like a
Take Care.
Since Nothing Was the Same have been just playlist.
Yeah.
But just like super
stupid excuse.
They're just I'm not saying that he classifies them as playlists. More Life is the only one that he does, but like they're just playlists because they're just all like way too long. Not necessarily like sometimes they're cohesive, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
But like songs kind of blend together a lot of times, even if they're good songs. They just like sound kind of similar when they're like 20 songs and like five of them are kind of similar.
Yeah, but could you argue the same thing about some other artists? Playboi Carti's album is like 21 songs or something like that. Future's new album is like 20 songs. Like a lot of people are doing that, and I feel like you kind of get lost in it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can, but...
But people love Playboi Carti's album, which I felt was more similar to like the playlist type vibe off of Drake's stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so much the same stuff.
Drake's also done it like so repeatedly, and he's like... probably the biggest artist in the world, so you wouldn't necessarily expect that
it's true
that he would do stuff like that, but
all right, so we got some stuff off of the new Cage the Elephant album, and then we also have some stuff from Pusha T, and
King
Lemonade
Push
is back on Spotify, so Beyonce, we're gonna play a little bit of that.
I don't know if it's back. I think it's just on.
I thought you said it was back. Or
no, I don't think it was ever on it.
So it's now. On now for the first time. Cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Cage the Elephant released a new album on Friday called Social Cues. I don't know. Did you listen to it?
Nope.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that you listen to it, really. I thought it was pretty boring.
All right.
And they played it safe. And they're getting blander.
Check that box.
And sounding a little bit more like they're I don't even know if I would say they're contemporaries, but like, I thought they were more exciting the first three albums. Mm-hmm. Fourth and fifth album, they sound more like Black Keys. This one, they sound more like Beck. This is the opening song off the album, though, which I thought was really exciting. I'm like, ooh, maybe this album's going to have some energy and pizzazz, unlike its singles, but nope.
Nope.
Incorrect, but this is still a cool song, though. Called Broken Boy. A little bit of, like, Pixies, like, on the guitar.
Mm-hmm. Ominous.
Yeah, it's a cool intro.
Futuristic.
It's not futuristic, trust me.
I was raised with a strap across my back. Let me on my side, or hold me up to the light.
We can't continue the conversation about Game of Thrones on here. That would be really bad. That would be just immoral and also out of context, but we'll continue after this.
No, I'm like pretty excited for it, but I'm dreading it. It's gonna be
I'm just excited, honestly.
I don't think people are ready for how vicious it's gonna be.
You think we should stop talking about it, honestly.
I mean, cause it's not like a spoiler the Battle of Winterfell is in the third episode, because like that's what people were saying before the
I know you're right season. You're right. Yeah, people did say that
because of like the length and who the director is.
I just feel bad, you know.
Yeah, but like there's so much happening. There's no time for them to like do some sort of like sequence and like slow mo for like every secondary character who might die. Like there's like they're just gonna be dead, like,
and you're not gonna have time to sit
like
with it.
It's like it'll be like the Red Wedding, except like the Red Wedding is like at least it was like a thing, and it's like an event, and it's like you like have to like process it, and even on the show people are like, oh my god, whereas this is just like a
gonna happen, and then you gotta just
which is
keep
like a, which as like shocking as stuff on Game of Thrones has been, it's never necessarily been like that. Even like Ned, but that was surprising for a different reason.
That was really shocking and quick too. Well, that's also because it's like you're getting a taste of the show a little bit too when that happened.
Yeah, and you're didn't like, really realize that's what you didn't the show realize is all that about. They that
and like within like 5 minutes he's
George
like yeah
was willing
just,
to do that
done. When you realize you might be in trouble, you're like, oh, but usually protagonists can get out of it, or like it leaves a cliffhanger, but then within 3 minutes all right, well anyway. we should stop talking about this.
Well, one more thing is that like I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about I don't know, it was interesting how like after this happens, like everyone who watches it will like there won't be this period for them anymore, where like maybe some characters are like alive for this week until the Battle of Winterfell, if you know what I mean, because after it happens everyone will just be able to watch it like immediately, and it'll kind of like be known what happens.
Yeah,
so like this is like the last week for like a lot of those characters that you can like enjoy a lot of stuff and like consume and like consume content and stuff like in anticipation of
sweet moment
of this like pretty massive episode. So I thought that was cool, and I need to parrot that to Rami to try to get him to stop waiting.
I know, we have a friend who won't watch it, he won't catch up.
Yeah, he wants to wait so he can stream them all at the end in a row,
which is a terrible, terrible take. Yeah. The anticipation is killing me right now.
Like,
it's
he's
amazing.
Lucky that,
I love
like,
it.
He's not on Twitter or Instagram.
So it's not like he's gonna.
He was saying on YouTube. He like before the season, he like disliked all the so videos algorithm? About Game of Thrones to the algorithm.
But it could just show up for like, popularity, though. He has to be careful.
But I don't know. Maybe he like had it muted. But it's like if you're telling it to not give you Game of Thrones, then instead it's just gonna give you all like 9/11 conspiracies.
Yeah.
That's like what YouTube either gives you like stuff you've watched previously, or it's like the government's making frogs gay.
I thought they got rid of that, but
No. And really, there's no evidence.
We could thank Joe Rogan.
Either way, that's true.
there's no evidence either way. All right, do you want to get some more songs in?
You know that I do.
Push a T.
Oh my God.
The games
one
we play.
One of the greatest beats Kanye's ever made.
Is this the opening song?
No, it's the second one.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
It is
a good beat.
It's a beautiful one.
I like, you know Numbers on the Boards? Numbers on the Board by Pusha T. It's one of my favorite beats.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Yeah. This album's growing on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy that it's happening.
Yep.
This is a cool beat.
Drug dealer Benzes with gold diggers in them.
I don't know if this is best.
Elevator condos. No,
there's so many good beats. It's fun to talk about.
It's a classic.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape and he's great? Ovens full of cakes that he bakes. Steel spread and paste. The love just accentuates the hate. This is for my bodybuilding clients moving weight. Just add water, stir it like a shake. Play amongst the stars like the roof in the Wraith. Get the table next to mine, make our bottle servers race. These are the games we play, we are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex reclaim. He makes to all of my young n***s. I am your ghost in your raid. This is my purple tape, save up for rainy days. And baby mama wishes, along with the side. They try to coexist, end up wishing you died. Stood on every couch in the A at the black party. No jury on, but you richer than everybody. You laugh a little louder. The DJ say your name a little prouder. And we don't need a globe to show you the world is ours. We can bet 100,000 with my safe hold. My number's looking like a bank code. These are the games we play. We are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex claim he make. Ain't no stopping the champagne from popping the draws, from dropping the laws, from watching. With Ye back shopping, the cars and the women come with options. Caviar facials remove the toxins. This ain't for the conscious. This is for the mud made monsters who grew up on legends from out of Yonkers. Influenced by straight out of Compton. The scale never lies. I'm 2.2 incentivized. If you ain't energized like the bunny for drug money, or been paralyzed by the sight of a drug mummy. This ain't really for ya. This is for the Goya Montoya, who said I couldn't stop, then afforded me all the lawyers. The only kingpin who ain't sinking. Chess moves that made my third eye ain't blinking. Stay woke or get out. Still pull them whips out. Still spread the chips out. Might buy you some new hips and yank a rib out. The message in this music, all my had to live out. These are the games we play. We are the names they say. This is the drug money your ex claim he made. Yeah!
That's the games we play by Pusha T. And I'm just gonna let the next song play. Bye.
Who's this?
This band's called No Vacation. It's a very nice song. It's a sad song.
We'll see.
We will see. Some really cool blend of some synth, some indie, you know?
Of course.
Soft female vocals.
Yep.
The theme of snail mail and slow pulp that we played earlier.
Okay.
I think you'll like it.
You're not with me. We walk through the city at night, and I
song called You're Not With Me by the band No Vacation.
All right. Should I read out my credit card?
Yeah.
On air?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll do every third number.
That's six. Kind of weird. I don't think people care about that.
Six.
Okay. I'm going to play the new... Not the new. I'm going to play it, Beyonce. Because nice. it's now on here.
Mm-hmm.
You chose Daddy Lessons.
This is the greatest country song ever. Followed by Old Town Road. And then... I don't know any others.
I've never been so excited and scared at the same time.
Do you not know this song?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, maybe I do. Not by the name.
Oh, it's so good.
All right. You can say your credit card number while we're playing it.
Six. That's it.
Bible, my
Nice. Nice.
Did you like that, Pierce?
It was pretty neat.
Okay.
Unexpected. All right. Okay. We got a couple more songs. I'm going to play this band, Pup. It's a pop punk band from Canada. And they released an album also like a week or two ago, I think, called Morbid Stuff. And it's pretty jam-packed with good ideas.
All right. After that, should I do a PSA?
Sure.
Very nice. Yeah.
This album is like really pop punky, but like it does a good job at it. I enjoyed it. That's really good. Loud and energetic and funny lyrics.
Does it tell jokes?
Pretty good. Yeah, he does. He just like makes fun of like society and like himself. I don't know. But the song is pretty cool and pretty good. Like they're good. They're good musicians. Succinct. I don't know what the word is, but yeah, this song is called Closure. And this is pretty much what most of the album sounds like.
It is PSA time.
Quick, Pierce, stall while I find a good one.
Before we depart, we would play a song.
Nope, got one.
We got the PSA. Yeah, here we go. cough.
Shut up. In the event of a car crash, three out of four kids are not as secure as they should be because their car seats are not used correctly. But the latch system... It's latch in all caps, so I had to make sure that people understood.
Is it an acronym?
I guess so.
Or is it just like a really big emphasis?
I don't know. It emphasizes, or it capitalizes latch everywhere, so. Anyway, the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Stay away from my kids. Anchor. Tether. Latch. Learn more at safercar.gov.
Latch.
Anchor, tether, latch. Everyone, Anchor, tether, latch.
Anchor, leather.
Everyone, hold your kids tight.
Hold, no, don't touch my kids. Stop it, they're
hold
mine.
Hold your own kids.
Okay. All right, we're going to play one more, and then we're going to leave.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Bork Masters on 91.5 FM.
Always a pleasure.
WMFO, Medford
for us,
Tufts.
Anyway.
For us, yeah, probably not for you. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What are we listening to?
A lot of new albums came out. This is another last one by the artist Lady Lamb.
Alrighty.
Indie singer-songwriter, mixes indie rock with folk, kind of. And this is the new album called Even in the Tremor. And I thought it was also kind of... She's an incredible lyricist and very good at telling stories. And mm-hmm. she does the same on this album, but I thought some of the songs were a little bit lackluster in comparison to the words. But this is a cool song. It's nice. It's called Without a Name. I hope you enjoy.
Knew it was you by the broadness of your shoulders. Saw you walking down the road facing away from me, just a couple years older. How strange to want to tell you. Everything and nothing all at once. Wouldn't it be nice to be outside of time, flying kites deep into no night until no sun shines its light through everyone. Holy skin, when heartbreak don't have a place without a name for it. When we take our time, to hear you fight, baby. I
reason you're crazy is increasing, and I can't stay up all night, baby. You can't say what you're doing is right. No, you can't say.